Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, May 6th, the day after Cinco de Mayo. As many of you noticed, Kelsey has not been with us this week, and she will not be back. I played the intro with her name for the rest of the week, just so you guys know. It was sudden that she left because of some family health issues and things like that, and we wish her all the best and her family and everything. So the show is going to change. We're going to look for a new co-host, and everything's going to be cool. We're already used to this. We've been through a lot of co-hosts, but it's been 9 years, so there you go. I'm joined in the studio by Leah Pelka. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Leah was here a couple days ago. She's been on the show a few times, and if you guys have listened, you know why she's back, because she's fun and cool and full of life and everything.
Appreciate it.
My Miss Alabama.
Hey there.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Again?
Well, a lot of people maybe didn't hear. You're always asking me that. Just briefly, in one paragraph.
Okay, sure.
You're from Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Right.
Sure I am. I'm super proud of that portion of it, not much else. So that's kind of why I moved out to LA. I have two small children, both girls, and I want them to be whatever they want to be, whoever they want to be, whenever they want to be it. I don't want them to have any social pressures to get married at 19 and have children and do those kind of things.
Right?
So as much as I'm happy to
Did
be
Did you have that pressure when you were young?
I have two kids, and I'm the younger. Yeah.
Wow.
So absolutely, I did.
But I didn't realize it was pressure. Who was it pressure from?
I think it's just social pressure.
Really?
I mean, because, you know, you grow up in a smaller town, you know, church is a huge, huge deal. You hear church bells at any time at any place at any time during the day. And so it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you just grow up with a different mindset. Mm. And so here you kind of grow up and you think more about career and you have so many opportunities and it's a little bit easier. I love where I was raised, but I don't want to raise my kids anymore.
Yeah. So you come to California where anything goes, and it's pretty cool,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does. After That's Cinco where de Mayo. Yes, it does. After Cinco de Mayo.
That's where it's at. So you went out for Cinco de Mayo?
I went out with Tricky Ricky, the Tricky Twosome, last night. I did. Jared. And so here's kind of what happened.
Uh-huh.
So we were going to – Jared was like, I am absolutely not going out to where Sarah Beth is to get drunk. I'm not doing it. I won't do it. And I'm like, all right, fine. We'll go to dinner. Like, relax yourself. And so
– Do we want to talk
We go to
about
dinner. This? Yeah. No, it's so cute. We go to dinner. And the last thing he says before we leave is, I'm going to go have a drink with Sarah Beth. And I'm like, not after all that. What do you mean? I was like, we could have been drinking this whole time.
Wow.
So, but I went out and had That's dinner funny. With them. It was really nice. And then, you know, they drank and I went home at like.
Did
at
you
like,
drink too?
I didn't drink. You know me.
Really?
I didn't. No.
No, I don't know that you don't drink.
Well, I mean, there are other things in life. And I just feel like, you know, you should always
true.
Stick to one thing. And
That's
like,
true. Okay. So
at.
Your poison is not alcohol, which is cool.
It's
yeah. It's not mine either. But sometimes you go out and you drink and stuff, right? I mean, do you ever drink?
I do sometimes. Like, I'm not a prudish person, but there's like a bottle of wine ordered at the table. I'll have one. Occasionally I'll have
right.
one. But for me, it's just
You don't do it to get drunk or anything.
Well, I had a boyfriend that died from He died when he was young and he was drinking and driving. So it impacted me. And so I never really learned to drink. And then when I got older, I really didn't love it. I didn't like the out of control feeling that I had.
Right.
So I was always a designated driver. And I found other libations.
Yeah, there you go. Like, there you go.
Yeah, but you know.
There's a lot of other poisons out there, folks.
Shall we?
Yeah, there you go. So, but the drinking part, you know, I never developed an affinity for alcohol.
Yeah.
And so
I feel like hammered shit the next day.
Yeah, you know, so I go out. I don't like the buzz either because, like you said, you feel out of control, right?
Right.
I mean, you get high and stuff and it's like, yeah, you know, I'm fine. I can do whatever I want.
I don't really want to be in a situation where my makeup's running and I'm unaware. Like, I can't walk in heels or something like that. Like, I'm not trying to look like a wreck. What do you mean? Like, I'm not trying to look a fool in public. That's not happening.
Yeah, there you go. And you know what? Maybe another thing that turned me off to this is I remember when I was in my early 20s, I had a girlfriend and we went out once. I mean, that was time when we did cocaine and drinking and everything, you know.
Well,
this was the 80s, early 80s.
I was being born.
So, yeah.
I was busy being born.
I know, and we were fucking partying our asses off. So one time we come back from dinner where she had a lot to drink and she pukes in my car.
That's so gross.
That was so fucking gross. I had to clean it up and I said, you know what? I'm just turned off by people that are drunk. You know, there's nothing wrong with a couple drinks.
A female with wine breath, there's nothing grosser. Like, I'll have some friends who will get drunk and have wine breath and get close to me and start talking to me. And, like,
that's true, right?
Bitch, there's no way your man's kissing you. Like, that's so nasty.
Yeah, like, we smell better with the dope and stuff. So, but
cocaine breath is much better. What do you mean? You're crazy.
So, yeah, so that's the way it was. And
welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah, so I'm not into drinking and stuff. But a couple things. I guess Donald Trump is pretty much a shoo-in for the nominee. The only question is, I think there's going to be like a big explosion at the convention. You know, people are going to fight him. There's going to be super delegates. There's going to be like everybody coming out against him. Nobody wants him to be president, you know, and yet he's going to be, you know.
Well, obviously there are people who want him to be president. Look at what's happening right
now.
No,
that's
true. You know, like 6-8
but
months
not openly,
ago, it was one of those, yeah, yeah. It's exactly like being gay in the 80s. Everybody's
right?
closeted about being a Trump fan.
It's funny.
Like the Kim Kardashian lovers, fuck y'all. She has like 68 million followers. Some of you motherfuckers are following her. I see y'all, and you act like you hate her.
Yeah,
y'all
right?
been playing. It's just like that. But you know, I mean, like people love to hate him too. I feel like he is definitely like the super villain right now. Everyone loves to dislike him. Like as much as you, even if you don't like him or if you do like him, you're watching him because you're interested in what's going to come out next.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we're a trashy country now, and now we've gotten excited about trash and reality TV.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Well, he's incendiary, you know. So he gets people all riled up and everything, you know. But we'll see. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm still on the fence on that one. But I don't know. I can't vote for Hillary, so what's going to happen?
So
it's
I'm
like
telling by, you, I'm not voting. I don't
yeah,
care.
You're not voting. Okay, I have to vote. Otherwise, I can't complain. About things, you know.
No, you can always complain. Maybe that's just a feminine thing. But I mean, you always have rights to complain. Now, I'm just saying, like, between the two, I don't like either one. I don't want more of the same, and I don't want radical change either.
Yeah.
I mean, and I feel like it's funny because I was looking at recently, they were saying that 59% find both of them unfavorable, 59 Hillary or 58 Donald
right?
Trump. So most people don't favor either one of them either.
No,
so
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I'm in that pool of people who's just like, I don't give a fuck either way. It's going to suck both ways. Like it's like hell or hell. Hell is fine with me either way.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
All right, cool. Well, we do have great guests in the studio and we're going to get to them now. We have Andy and Hennick. Welcome to the show, guys. Get
Thanks.
Close to the mics. You guys already know the drill. You have your own show. Welcome to the show, guys. Oh, I forgot.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm happy to have you here. Just don't talk.
I guess I have something against that mic because of a guest
that was here the other day. He can't let it go.
No. It's funny. Listen. Anyway, so Andy and Hennick, you guys have a new show here on LA Talk Radio. It's called Ghost Line.
Yes.
And that's very cool. You guys started, what, 3 weeks ago now?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cool because they do it at night. I walk by. They turn off the lights. They have like candles and skulls and right chains.
That's
I don't know
fun.
What else they have here.
Well, I'm interested then because I'm Native American, so I practice Native American beliefs. And I'm interested in what are your philosophies or what are your basis for like the lighting of the candles? Is that what exactly?
Well, he's a practicing shaman, so that's
I'm not a shaman. I'm a
so like, okay, cool. So that's kind of the mentality that you follow to protect yourself, right?
Yeah. You know, we do we imbibe. You know, we invite the spirits to come and help us in the show. So we're protected and we're funny.
And
too,
we're comics, and we bring comics on the show too. So it's kind of lighthearted and fun. And
yeah,
interesting.
Huh? Wow,
that's the concept. So, the funny side of the paranormal.
Right. So when did you get into it, Hannah? This kind of stuff.
Well, you know, for me, I was always like seeking for how I can find my true self and everything. And then I was depressed for a bit, and I was going to a psychologist, and she's like, no, and I get more depressed, and then she told me you got to go to a psychiatrist and take pills, and I'm like, I don't want to go there.
Wow. Right.
So I knew this energy healer, and she was a shaman, and she in one session she cleared me.
Are you serious?
I was feeling so much better. You know, she was like, she did this hypnosis and it just cleared me so much pain and things. So, it changed my life. So, that's how I started.
Wow. How old were you at the time?
No, this is very recent. This is like 3 years ago.
Oh, I wow. see. Okay.
Yeah, so you had this whole like spiritual awakening that, yeah. that really changed yeah. and
very
manifested
cool.
itself. Nice.
Very yeah. nice. And yeah, what and about
I
you,
just,
Andy?
I just like cocaine and booze and ghosts.
Boom! You're more Sam's friend. You and Sam can
there
hang
you
out.
Go.
He's like, I get shit-faced, and yeah. I listen for the ghosts.
I just watch all these ghost shows. I'm a comic. It's fun.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but Andy, have you ever had any experiences like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. I was in Prague a couple of years ago.
Like I feel like everyone in Prague probably has that. You're oh probably on the God. Cocaine
it's
there. I'm like, whoa, it's
what's
a ghost.
In Prague? What's there? I never heard of
it's
it.
It's like the most haunted city right. in the world.
Really?
Because it's, I think it's the only city that Hitler didn't bomb. He kept it because he liked the, he didn't want to ruin it.
Okay.
But we were right on that river, that famous river, and we were in this old hotel, and it was a, kind of a, it was like empty. I feel like we were the only ones in this hotel, and there was sometimes not even a person at the desk, and we got drunk one night, and we were... You know, you have those ghost apps on your phone. And yeah. I don't even know if they work.
No, I don't know.
So there was a staircase that was going down and went so below the ground level that it started to get like, it was like a winding, like a stone staircase.
It's like there's hell.
Yeah, into a basement.
Staircase to
and you
hell.
Could, and you could feel the cold coming up. And we were like, I'm not even going to go down there. We're like, you know, three stories below. I don't even know where this goes.
Right.
And we're like, oh, we're drunk, like those ghost shows. We're like, are there any ghosts down here? You know, like being assholes. You're like, oh, come get us, you know. And then we went out that night. And then the next night we were hungover, so we stayed in. And there's no, like, TV. It's all in, you know, Czechoslovakian. So except for this video
fucking
channel.
Europe.
Yeah, yeah. So we're watching this video channel. And we're just, like, laying there and, like, kind of dozing off and sleeping. And it was, like, 1 a.m. or whatever. And I was on – there's two twin beds. And I was on my side facing the wall, like the window, and my friend was behind me facing me. And I was watching.
So y'all were not spooning?
No.
Okay, just
and we had another friend. Yeah, yeah. That was the night
the
before.
The story's already yeah. weird with two beds and two
okay
guys in one bed.
With ghosts around, you're probably spooning your friend.
You don't want to like, ugh. So this ghost, like, I mean, I was laying on my side, I was watching these videos, and I, you know how you kind of fall asleep? And your dream is of you laying there watching the videos. Like, you're kind of in that same dream.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was sleep paralysis or what, and I was laying there, and something came behind me in between our beds, and it was, like, 7 foot. It was huge. And it was, like, a woman. Like, I don't know. I couldn't see, like, out of a corner of my eye, but I couldn't move. And it was, like, touching the back of my head. And I was like, fuck, you ever get sleep paralysis? Have you ever got sleep paralysis where you can't?
No, but I'm thinking about, I'm like, this happens
all the
time.
Yeah, you can't move. And it's like, I've
Friday
had it
night.
When I was young, too, but, and I kind of... And I kind of shook out of it. I was like, holy shit. And I was like frozen. I looked over at my friend. It was a dream, I guess. So I got up and I went to the bathroom and I came back out. My friend Todd goes, dude, I just had the worst dream. I go, me too.
Oh, wow.
And he says, he goes, what was yours about? And I go, I don't want to tell you because I don't want to piss the ghost off. You know? Like if I start talking about it, like maybe it'll come back. You know, I don't want to piss him off. So I'm like, I'll tell you tomorrow. I'm like really scared. And I'm like, what was yours? He goes, dude, I had a dream that was like this. Like 8 foot tall alien in between us right now, and it was touching the back of your head. And I sprung up and I go, what the fuck? He goes, what? I go, I had the same dream.
Whoa.
And he's like, no way, dude. And my friend in the other room was going, shut the fuck up.
I know, right? I'd be that friend in that room.
And we all just stayed up, and I was like, I was frozen.
I
was like,
I would be so glad and if we I were left, your friend. I'd be like, thank God he likes you better than me. It's touching you and not me.
Of course. So then we left that the next day because we were only there for 3 days, and then we went to Rome and.
No ghost in Rome?
Yeah, my friend kind of got something. That it might have followed us, but my friend called his friend, who's like a Santeria guy, and he left a message, and he told the whole thing what happened, and then he called back. He's like, listen to his voicemail, and the guy's like, hey, man, sounds like you guys stirred some shit up. That's like a really haunted place. You guys were probably drunk, bringing back girls and like drugs and all this stuff. They don't like that shit, so they'll fuck with you, and they want you out. And,
like,
and I was like, that's what we did.
We're such bad whores.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe ghosts are jealous because they don't have bodies anymore. Like, yeah. Oh, you're getting laid and shit? Fuck you.
Yeah,
that's true.
I can't poltergeist my way out of this.
Yeah.
For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Hannick and Andy. They're from the show Ghost Line. You guys also have Heidi on the show.
Yeah.
And... so are you all comedians too?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Is that how you met through comedy?
Yeah.
Nice. nice.
Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been friends now, would you say? Like, or are you friends?
that's a dynamic in the show. Yeah, a couple of years, right?
Yeah, like three years.
Through that's other people. Cool. But the comedy community is kind of small. Everyone knows each other.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, not everybody is a good friend, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, everybody knows each other.
Well, I think we're kind of on, you know, I'm a little older soul guy, and he's kind of, he's really spiritual, so.
Well, very cool.
No, I'm very type B. I'm
not, like that.
Yeah.
I'm with you as well. That's why, that's why I don't get upset about it a lot. I'm like, it's
most comedians are type A, and it's just like exhausting.
It is exhausting. Or they're always like on.
Ego driven, you know?
Yeah.
Control.
Yeah.
I know Andy seems like, anything goes. I don't care, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Andy, are you like from LA? Are you?
I'm originally from outside Chicago.
Oh, really?
I mean, like, with all that gear on, you couldn't tell. Yes. Look at all that Cubs gear.
Oh, he's got the Cubs gear. Yeah, it's true. I didn't even realize.
University of Illinois shirt.
Often I don't pay attention to t-shirts. I guess I should start paying
attention. This is a University of Illinois.
Oh, you see, I wouldn't have known that. Yeah. I know the Cubs, but, you know, I mean, from here, it doesn't even look like the right sea for the Cubs.
That's okay. Those hats that you don't even know.
All right, yeah.
It's Alabama, there you go.
Yeah, see, like, I'm
I was thinking of the sea on Chicago Bears. Forget about it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, they both have the sea, right?
Yeah, right. So cool. And what made you move here?
Well, I was a morning radio show host at University of Illinois.
Wow.
And I had my own show. My friend and I, and we got number one in the ratings. We beat up Bob and Tom and Mancow.
Nice.
And we didn't even have it was a student station, but they didn't promote it as a student station. So we did that for a year or so, and I was like 19, and he was older, and he left, and he got like an agent. So he was doing like kind of the, you know, morning radio. You get thrown around stations all over.
Right, yeah.
Very cool.
And my dad was like, just stay and do your degree, you know, and all that. And then after he kind of quit, and I moved to Chicago and did Second City and all that, and tried to get on Q101. Radio is like a dying medium, and that was around. No, but I mean, you know,
you still on the radio.
No, that's okay. That's we're internet radio. That's a
terrestrial radio.
Right.
Yeah, this is internet.
And that's
radio.
What he meant. You know, yeah. If anything, internet radio is growing like crazy.
Terrestrial radio. When you're listening
like,
in a car. And
it's
stuff.
Like the cable situation. How it's kind of becoming obsolete, and how now the Netflix is becoming more popular. It's same situation.
Yeah, I mean that's when the internet kind of came out. This was around 2000. So I mean, the internet was out for about 5 years.
And now music's doing it with like Tidal and stuff like that too, and you know.
And I've always wanted to be a morning show host, and that was so great, and a comic too. But you know, who's even doing morning shows? I mean, you're on the talk radio, but who's left and that's on terrestrial radio?
No, exactly, not many. You know, and you have to be really famous and have millions of followers and everything. You know, and here you can just do the same show, the same anything you want, and you don't have to answer to program directors. You don't have to worry about all that other bullshit.
And that's why
we
kind of started. Yeah. I was like, I want to get back to the roots and do all that.
That's
and I can still do comedy.
So you have radio in your blood. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, we used to get big guests and stuff. We had Chris Rock was because everybody would kind of come through to do performances and all that stuff. So we would kind of get them. We were the big station, so we would get them in the morning before to plug the concert or whatever.
Nice. Cool.
So, yeah. So, but what made you move here?
Oh, just you know, this is where it's at.
Yeah,
you know, I started doing comedy, and like you got
to
get out.
So you
there.
Wanted to start in comedy.
And Eric Spitznagel, he's a big writer for Playboy now, and he was just a teacher there at Second City for my writing thing. And he's like, well, if you're serious about this, you got to go now. And I was like, all right. And then he ended up moving out here too, and he's like a huge, he's all over. Like he blew up. I mean, he's older than me, but he's on every he does every magazine, Men's Health, Playboy. He's always the interviewer for like the big celebrities and all that.
So you were on Second City TV?
No, just the school over there, Second City Chicago.
Oh, okay. Like
the big training program over there. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's like, you know,
that's very cool. Yeah. So, and how long ago was that? How long did you move here?
11 years, maybe.
Oh, I see. So this is home for you now.
Yeah, I love it here.
Yeah.
Love
and
it.
How about you, Henrik?
Well, I was born in Israel, but my parents, they thought it was a dangerous place to grow a kid. So when I was a baby, we moved to Colombia.
Oh, wow. Now,
your parents are so fucking hardcore. You're like, Israel too tough. Colombia, we got this. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You go,
baby. I know, either drug lords or Arabs.
He's like, I got an AK
in
my car. It's not a big deal.
Wow. So this is interesting. What year was it that you were born that your parents decided to move?
We moved to Colombia in 1980.
1980. So, it was pretty dangerous at the time.
The heart of it, right?
It was like, you know, like
the Lebanon War and everything. Yeah.
But in reality, you know, like my dad is from Colombia. He grew up in Colombia.
Oh,
and so we went back. You know, he met my mom in Israel, and then, you know, they decided to move back. So it's a joke.
Now, what was he doing in Israel? Was he visiting or did he move there?
He moved there, you know, his parents retired in Israel. You know, my dad is Jewish. too, and, uh-huh. and like his parents retired in Israel, so he went with them. And then, you know, then after he got married and had me, they decided to come back to my parents decided to come back to Colombia.
Oh wow,
so,
yeah. That's really nice.
So that's where you grew up, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have any siblings, brothers, sisters?
Yeah, I have two younger brothers.
Oh,
all,
nice.
They all live in Colombia. All my family lives in Colombia. Yeah, you know, just.
Do either one of your parents have that like tinge or that excitement towards the paranormal? Because I always find when people have like a paranormal, like it's like a gene, because like my aunt is into it and I am too, and I'll call my great aunt, not a joke, my great aunt who's like in her 60s, and we'll mm-hmm. watch ghost shows together because that's what we do.
No, you're absolutely right. Like my mom, she's really into the spiritual, you know. She was like, you know, when she was young she was looking for gurus in India, and then you know, she does Reiki and Feng Shui, and then you know,
that's pretty spiritual in my book. Yeah, there you go. So you probably saw that. You were influenced.
Yeah, it was interesting because I had that side, and then my dad is very skeptic. So like whenever I'd have like an experience, like I just couldn't believe it, because I was like on my dad's side in the sense
I'm
that I was
so
like
with you.
I was like, oh no, that didn't happen. That couldn't be happening. And then you know, when I had this kind of like awakening, I was like, I was looking back, I was like, oh, that was it.
Yeah. Wow. So Andy, you guys believe there's obviously something beyond the physical, right?
Yeah.
Have you always had that feeling too? Or
yeah,
my
mom was, my grandma, she ran the Baptist church, but she died when I was like two. But my mom never, no, but she made my mom and her brothers go to church like 5 days a week.
Whoa.
So she was like, I mean, she still believes in it, but she never gave that to us. She didn't want us, so we kind of find our own thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not religious. I never did anything like that, so I kind of.
Right, but you do believe there's something beyond this, right?
Oh, come on, there's got to be. Like, there's got to be so many stories since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Do you believe in reincarnation at all?
That's exactly my question. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
No, cool.
Of course.
You're welcome.
Yeah, she's reading my mind.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think if, you know, if we're learning here, so, right? And you have to come back and kind of keep doing.
Yeah.
I always feel like water is cyclic, you know, like mm-hmm. you think about, like, I think about, like, water souls, like water. So mm-hmm. it's on the ground, it's in the lake. So you have evaporation, then you have condensation, you have precipitation. It has to come back around.
Yeah,
all
of
our resources are renewable.
Right.
So energy, self-contained energy has system. To be renewable.
But also, someone told me an interesting thing. They said, we talked about it on the show, how maybe this is like our remote control cars, like our spirit and our thing is somewhere else, and we're just remote controlling this.
Right. Do you meditate, either one of you?
Yeah.
So do you get outside of your body and stretch, do you feel like?
No, I'm not that intense.
You know, sometimes I'm not good at journey.
That's a high five.
I thought she was like telling me to stop talking. Yeah. I was like, what?
I know, what's the sign?
I was like, what? Am I interrupting you?
No, I was like, yeah, that's right. I like it. I was going to give it up. It's too exciting for me. Sorry, I didn't mean to be threatening.
Very intense with our views in the show.
There you go. But no, that's a good analogy. You know, I mean, that's a good thing. But go on.
No, like for me, like, you know, we're just souls, you know, immortal souls just reincarnating in
right.
bodies.
And what's the point, though? Why do you think that was created in the first place? Why is it happening, do you think?
I think it's just to evolve. And, you know, like every life you learn something and you evolve.
Right.
Right.
But why are we here in the first place? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't believe in there's this old man up there just pulling all the strings, you know.
Right, no old stuff, man. You know? Okay, right. But do you think something started it?
I mean, there's got to be.
I mean,
we have no idea.
I'm not really a big chicken and egg person, are you?
Well, I mean, I don't,
it doesn't matter.
I think our brains can only comprehend so much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But at least we can comprehend that there has to be.
There's a beginning and there's an end because
somebody had to make the original move.
You know what I'm saying? Funny, the older I get, the less I care, because the more shit that I hear, the more I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, we're here. Let's just do it and enjoy our life, you know?
But that's the thing. I think man has always wondered about it, his origins and stuff, you know? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
it's just interesting. I don't know. To me, it is, because let me tell you this. Look, we're here. We're in a system that's, like, perfect. It's totally self-sustaining.
Mm-hmm.
And human body, look at the human body, look at nature, look at what's going on outside, and like Andy says, there had to be something that started this, mm-hmm. and that's still around, obviously. There's no concept of time. I think what happens is, what we go through here is an actual illusion, so the souls are limited in what they can do, and then they can correct themselves, like you said, but there's also reasons like that are philosophical, why we need to correct the souls in the first place.
Buddha said that, right? Life's an illusion. This is all an illusion.
Right. You know? And that's
sometimes
what I'm
saying. Don't even know if my dream was real or if it was. I have such strong dreams sometimes. I'm like, was that real? Is this real? Yeah. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on here. Or,
it was real. I always wonder if that's like a tinge, though, of like a past or like a conscious thought or that something. You have. I feel like sometimes my dreams are heavily related to what happened during the day or something that's heavy on my mind, and maybe it's a. Like a gross interpretation of what's happening, and it's very like it's very paralleling it. So I wonder sometimes if that's really just your subconscious.
And why do we have like tastes and like why do I like blue? You like red? Why do like you know, why aren't we just robots walking around bumping into each other?
Time periods, like certain time like periods, ants, I'm like grossed out by. Yeah, some like, people have a bad life. Then did we?
Yeah,
you know?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, and like you said, you know, I mean, like ants, they just move. They just they do what they're supposed to do.
Dave Matthews wrote a song about that.
Exactly, you know,
ants marching.
Yeah, you know, but that's the point, is that we are more evolved than everything else around us, and we have to start thinking. We have that privilege to be able to think, then why would we pretend like there's nothing, you know? But to each his own. I mean, like you said, it's a phase in your life.
Yeah, no, I think that everyone adopts their own, like, their own philosophies, and I think that you kind of pull from each area of your life. Like, you maybe pull from some of the Baptist area in your life. You maybe pull
I think
from
religion
some of the down
us,
home
yeah.
and some of the Israeli roots, as well as your Colombian roots. Maybe you probably have some Catholicism mixed in with some Judaism. You know what I mean? Like, it's interesting. But, and I have
some
like
drug
a Native. Hello. And I have, it's a prostitution. No big deal. I have Native American and Catholicism, and I definitely. As I got older, abandoned a lot of both of them, but I heavily practice more so like the free form of Native, because I feel like it's just more true to self. Because I don't feel like you should ever punish yourself for making mistakes, and I find Christianity punishes you regularly.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, there's also too this whole thing, you know. And then you got to include the alien part of it too, where it's
right.
You know, I am so fascinated by this. There's another guy that's so into this.
Yeah, because
so
if you think about
me,
it, we could. Somebody said that the reason why we're so crazy. And we can be so mean and like we're this test planet that these aliens came down and they crossbred us with animals. So we have that animal instinct of like we want to kill things. We want to, you know, all that. But then we have this really great nice side. So it's like something that went wrong. I mean, that's a theory.
They support, like, the chemtrails support that as well, saying it's, like, a crop dusting of, like, killing people.
Right. And, like, various traditions, they say that, you know, the knowledge comes from the stars. Like, for the Native Americans, they believe that, you know, the stars, that's where they got their knowledge.
Right.
So
there's the Ancient Aliens is actually coming on this Friday. The new season.
Right. Yeah, that's true. You like that.
Oh, it's so great.
It's so dope.
Well, it's just, I like people that are just thinking out of the box.
Yeah.
It's so insane. Like, my friends back home, they're... Like, some don't believe in aliens, my one friend, but he believes in Bigfoot. I'm like, what
That's
the fuck?
That's why I left Alabama. That's why I left Alabama. Oh, them backwoods boys are a little freaky. Do you love Vice? Like, Viceland, too? That's, like, such a dope channel as well, right?
Yeah.
That kind of news is always so welcoming to, like, the millennial generation.
And that's the thing. You have to, like, that's the way we have to evolve into. We have to start thinking like this.
Right, definitely.
Know, these baby boomers, you know, they ruin our planet.
And fucking killing us with their conservative views and shit.
Sam, you're killing us, man.
I know.
And they're going to go down with the ship. They don't even want to help us clean it. They're like, fuck, there's no climate change.
I know,
there's no
right?
climate change.
And I always say, like, they fell in love with their captors. Like, they love having smaller tax brackets. Like, it's so interesting to see, like, how different we are. Cause it's like
Stockholm syndrome.
Right, exactly. Like, Munchausen.
See, I'm so pissed.
Yeah, I mean, like, what do you want
from show
me?
Sucks too, fuck it.
Well, with this ancient alien stuff, it's, you know, a lot of those, they talk about the pyramids. There's, like, this pyramid-type thing that are all over the world.
Yeah,
right. And they could have never, no, you know, we were in, divided by this ocean, and knowing these tribes, how would they know how to do it? Mm-hmm. Like the Egyptians and the South Americans
But maybe it's something that humans have. I mean, because we have a lot of things that we've developed when we were far from each other, like art, language, things like this, you know, mathematics. Every culture has created that in their own way. You know, I mean, we know the Western culture.
That's true, but
very
obvious.
The Chinese invented a lot of things that are not even in our culture. You know,
and they say that there's like something up there kind of pushes us along when we get stagnant. Like they say, Nikola Tesla. You know, we were kind of just technologically wise, we were just kind of sitting there. And then all of a sudden he comes up like, hey, I think we can do all this shit. And then boom, our society goes further. Einstein comes up. Boom, another one. Steve Jobs comes up. Boom.
Hey, I love how there's always just one genius too at the time.
But it's not anymore, though.
When Nikola Tesla said that they came to him in a dream. And so did Einstein. He said, all this came to me in a dream.
Wow.
Theory, relativity, all that.
But you see, the thing is also, you have to remember that inventors used to be like single people. Today, inventions are by teams, by companies, you know.
Well, we're learning.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's that evolution. There's that thought process of having more resources. Because like back before, you didn't have as much technology. You didn't have as many ideas happening.
Right,
there's a different million ways to crossbreed and make different and new and different things. Whereas before, we were trying to figure out primitive stuff, like how to keep moving, how to get a horse and carriage off of our fucking streets.
Yeah.
Question, Mercury in retrograde right now, currently, you guys believe in it or no?
Well, what is this, the Saturn one, which is a better one, right?
Right, yeah, I'm blissful right now. I'm having nothing but like blessings.
Well, and also people, but a lot of people are like, oh, Mercury retrograde, you know, I was talking to my boyfriend and we got in a fight and I keyed his car, Mercury retrograde. You're like, that's not Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
It's just crazy.
I don't know. No, there's people who really like kind of lead their lives because of this and let them be affected.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, like I still don't have a good point of view of our astrology and everything.
Right.
I know it's there and it's like some field that I want to check into it, but I never had a card done or anything.
Right, exactly.
I believe in a lot of it only because of the fact that we have so much more metals in our diet these days and it's such a huge like metal planet going the opposite. So I feel like it does for people who are like maybe with mental illness or things like
that. Well, we're from the stars.
I definitely feel like there's a huge change in the way people will react. Just like a full moon because like that's the word lunatic. It came from So I feel like
well, when we're all water.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're 80% water. And if the moon can affect the tides.
Exactly.
Then it can affect the water in our bodies.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But that's not only that. Let me tell you why I think this reality is an illusion. Because we're made up of atoms, right? Now, atoms are 99% of nothing. You know, I mean, it's a physical thing. It's a physics. An atom, the way they create a solid thing is by moving so fast that... they're arranged in a certain way that they become like solid or liquid or whatever, you know, where we can actually see it. But so that's what I'm saying. It's an illusion, you know. I mean, theoretically, we should be able to walk through this wall, you know.
Yeah,
but
think
about it. If you were to create
a
world, right, and you wanted to put certain limitations on it, certain boundaries, you know, what would you do? You put like maybe invisible walls or something, you know. And that's, I think, the limitation we have on our brain and the ability. It's like
of getting outside of yourself and being able to find yourself in a permeable situation and being able to stretch outside of your body when you can be able to do that. It's interesting. It's interesting to be able to come outside of yourself and be able to do those things.
Have you guys seen What the Bleep Do We Know, that documentary? It's so good.
Watch it good?
Tonight. Yeah, it's on. You might have to buy it online. I don't think it's on Netflix. But they talk about things like this plant and how they did these studies where they looked at two plants at the cellular or the atom level. And one plant, they just had people all week just yell at it and be mean to it and all that stuff.
Oh, it's like the rice one. The rice one in Japan where they had three beakers of rice and he spoke highly to one, yelled at one, and ignored the other.
And they looked at the one was really taken care of, and then they looked at the end of the week at the atom level, and the one that they yelled at, the atoms were going crazy.
Whoa.
But it was still the same plant.
So the same thing happened with rice and water in a beaker in Japan. And what happened was they yelled at one, they praised another, and they ignored another. And the one that was ignored, the one that was yelled at, they both fermented. And the other one just stayed and I'm sorry, this one fermented. These two rotted.
Right.
So this one grew into like an alcohol, as it should.
Right? Yeah.
And this one, so they it did what it, so it's like it shows just how much nature and nurture works, even with parenting as well.
Yeah.
As a mom,
to me, it seems like when someone created this, it was like Lego, you know. You take the little pieces and you build different things from them. So, but it's from the same material. So that's why plants and animals and people, it's like all the same, you know. We're made of the same things from the same Lego pieces. It's just that they were arranged differently.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I agree with you on this.
But that's also why we say, you know, some people are, you know, shitty people. Some people are old souls. Some are new souls.
I agree.
And they want your energy. They want, you know, you can... Like, we would talk about how people are
You have to be
patient.
They come
at people. You have to be patient with people. You have really to put up the walls.
Like that's, like when people get upset about something and it's not, and you have to just sit there and understand that they're on a different path than you are and in a different place than you are.
Yeah.
Like maybe, and it's frustrating sometimes because like if you are like, I guess, more evolved or more awake, you feel like stressed out when you're around someone because it can be draining. I have a friend who is just repetitively in this perpetual cycle of shit. And I'm just like, and I can't be around her because I love her more than anything, but I can't do it.
They want to hook you up to their stories.
Is that like how, is it how you feel like ghosts are as well? They if they see a negative like situation happening, someone depressed, they would attach themselves more to someone who's depressed rather than happy?
There's a few things, you know, for ghosts to get attached. It's like, you know, some souls are just with a gift, like, you know, of moving them on, so they attach. That's kind of what happened to me, you know, like when I
they don't want to move on.
No, they're just stuck.
They're stubborn, like
right? Stuck. They're stuck.
They're stuck. They, you know, they're not prepared to die, so they're stuck in this realm, the earthbound spirits. And then
is that terrifying for you?
No, you know, it when I was growing up and I didn't know what was happening, it was just uncomfortable. And once, you know, they did a deposition for me and they cleared out all this
internal things, junk.
That I was carrying, and you know, and they were like, you know, these people, you know, I witnessed certain violence things and dead people, and I saw them, and then they get attached.
Yeah.
And I was like cleared. And that changed my life.
I wonder, like, how did you figure out that this happened for you? Because I actually used to work in a funeral home, and I had a situation happen one time where a guy came in.
Jesus, a family thing.
I know, working around dead people.
I loved.
How could you like that?
You're so goth.
She is just goth today, right?
I'm very Wednesday Addams. I'm very straight faced and like very like, all right, whatever. So it's just who I am. But I always found the dead to be interesting because they tell a story, and it's way more of a challenge than having someone who's alive, because it's like being a veterinarian. A dog can't tell you what the hell's wrong with it. So you have way more of a challenge, and finding out for a loved one what happened to their family member and telling them and giving them ease is the greatest gift you can ever give someone. Well, so I did a lot of autopsy work, and this is one of the stories that happened. So a guy came in, and he was in two bags, and I was actually sewing up someone, and I felt uncomfortable already, and this never happens. Like, I had bodies come in, it's no big deal, but I felt uncomfortable, and I was like, ooh. You know, and it wasn't because it was two bags. I knew it was, like, leaky with that point. So I go and I undo it, and I just feel really uncomfortable, and the guy, he's been in a wreck, and I'm like, look, this is just, I don't know what's going on. My friend comes in, and she said, I saw a name on the board. Is so-and-so back here? And I was like, oh. And I looked through, I'm like, yep, that's him right there. And she's like, oh, shit, I know him. That's my neighbor. She was like, the feds busted his house this morning. He had a child porn ring happening, and his daughter was in it. He went and drove himself into a car to get his wife the life insurance money.
Whoa.
That's what happened. But, I mean, like, I didn't know it happened, but I was like, how did I get bothered by him of all people? So tell me, what do you think? Was he, like, one of those people that wasn't ready to move on and had to do it angrily?
You know, usually, you know, a lot of times with accidents, you know, people who die in accidents or suicide, or, you know, somebody doesn't want them to go,
right?
Or they have unresolved business. That's when they, you know, usually stay.
Right.
So they either stay at a place, like, you know, they haunt the houses, you know, they because they're at comfort, at ease, or they attach to somebody,
it's
unknowingly.
Jared Fogle situation.
Unknowingly, you know, they might attach and they don't know that they're dead. You know, they're confused. So that's my belief, you know. That's how I understand things.
And that's a fascinating thing about this creation, is we're free to think whatever we want. Everybody's got a different idea and nobody knows for sure, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And when you think about it, you see, everything was thought out. Like, for example, why can't we tell the future? Because if we did, then the essence of life would be different. Right?
Also, if we knew where we're going after we're dead, it would be different.
Right. Because there would be like no purpose, right?
There'd be no purpose. Like, well, I'm going there anyway.
So what is the purpose now? You see, that's what I'm saying. What is the purpose now that all these things were created? And that's what spirituality is. It's not Christianity. It's not Judaism. It's not any of these religions. Religions are
personal.
Like, religions, I think, is what people took their belief, their collective belief, translated it, interpreted it any way they wanted, and created an institution.
And a community.
A community then became an institution, but it's not
also,
for everybody.
It's also it's also, and I feel like this is a much smarter plan, and I'm like, this is where I get a little conspiracy. I feel like it's a much better checks and balances system.
Yeah.
If we tell people that they're going to go to hell or something like that, then you have people who are suddenly policing themselves, whereas before we had just nothing but back.
Well, that's,
like,
I think that's what,
right.
That's how it became. That's
and
why
that's why,
it.
Yeah, that's
Thank
why,
you.
Like, the Ten,
Ten Commandments
and everything was like to actually make people more sociable so they can actually get along. When you look
like,
at the Ten Commandments,
say, yeah, when people
don't kill me, don't fuck my wife, don't
exactly,
my shit.
You know?
Yeah, don't be a dick.
Like, don't be a dick.
And
that
don't be a dick.
And all our laws came from there.
Don't be a dick.
Right?
One commandment.
No, I believe it, because it's like, if we had the power to really govern ourselves, what mass chaos would break out? But I feel like that's a level of higher consciousness when you finally realize that you can be your own deity and you can be you can trust yourself to make good decisions and bad ones and understand that you are in control of your own ship.
Right.
You'll be fine.
Right. But again, you know, and also these things were created in ancient times as well. You know, people, like, you can say, oh, well, they were smarter than us spiritually or whatever. But let's face it, we're a lot smarter than we always used to be. Okay. I mean, we have airplanes, we have spaceships, we have all this stuff. So, okay. So maybe the Egyptians were smarter in certain ways. But the thing is that we still have to look back and say, you know what? We know now what they didn't know before.
I think
so. That's why we can be more skeptical.
I feel like the Egyptians were less caught up in stuff and they had a higher level of consciousness. Therefore, they were able to make progressions better. I feel like if we weren't so caught up in a lot of shit too, we as a nation,
right,
movement and people could do better as well.
Right. But I mean, but look, it's people that worshiping cats and stuff. I mean, come on. You know, I mean,
therefore,
this is not.
Cats are dope.
Well, there was nothing.
Cats are dope, but you don't treat them as gods. You know,
well,
that's
also,
what the Egyptians did.
You don't have cats.
Yeah, you don't have anywhere to go. So you're just, this is your area. So
that's
all you know. You don't
People worship their cars. People worship all their material things, their TV, you know.
Exactly.
So it's a different.
Exactly.
Well, now it's even worse.
But people have, I think, different relationships with God as well, you know, because it becomes a spiritual thing. And, you know, you realize, like, I think none of us here are really religious where we subscribe to our religion, you know. And, I was raised, you know, Jewish people are raised not religious, but very, like, traditional, because it's not about the religion, it's about the heritage, you know, and because, you know, so many were killed over the years and stuff, they want to maintain a certain heritage there. But at the same time, it's not about these things, it's about your relationship with your God. You know, it's not about punishment, like you said. You know, I don't think it's about punishment and being afraid of your God, you know, like God fearing.
You ain't been to Alabama and heard a fire breath.
I know. I know.
That's that shit you're just taught with you when you're young and you're learning curve, and you can't, it takes a lifetime to get out of it.
And I applaud, like, here's the thing, we talked about this last night, like, men I'm attracted to, because we were talking about a whole bunch of men who can step out of the norm. If you can be a salmon and swim upstream, boom, like that, you've got my attention right there.
Yeah,
because if you're doing something different, guys who go along with the program and, like, believe in and buy into all that shit, I'm just so annoyed with them.
Well, any fanatic is just really unattractive. Anybody that's just a fan of just, like, just this is the way and that's it, man.
Yeah, and they go by the word.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up Jewish, and, you know, it was a small community, so we were kind of really linked in Colombia, like, you know, my city, Medellin.
Yes.
We were linked through the community.
Small community.
Oh, wow, Jay Balvin, one of my friends is from there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're from Medellin, really?
So is Pablo.
Is that what you said you were from?
Yeah, Medellin,
right.
Yeah.
One of your friends.
Yeah, one of my friends.
That's where all the drug lords were.
Yeah.
Okay,
so So the thing was that you know, growing up, you know, it was like a really social thing. It was like nice to go to temple and all that, but it wasn't. And I went to many temples when I moved here to LA. I've been, you know, several. It was really hard to find spirituality. You know?
Right, you couldn't connect.
It was more of the you know, just
the rituals,
the rituals, all that, and the
rules.
I feel
like it's AA. I feel like it's AA for people who are depressed. You know what I mean? Like, people who feel upset about their
That's
lives.
True.
I feel like they go in, coming to hope out that they're, like, a better person for going in there.
But then, you know, like, lately, I tried a few temples that are Hasidic, and they do embrace the spiritual side, and that was
really
a different thing. And I'm not Orthodox, and I don't intend to go that way, but that was, like, the first time that within Judaism I felt like, oh, there's a spiritual side, you know, because they're really based on the Kabbalah
and as
then,
well. Yeah.
And then they embrace, like, dancing and singing and connecting, but really connecting, because in the other temples it was just all intellectual. It was all academic and intellectual, and I just never found anything there.
It's almost like Catholicism. It's very ritualistic, and after a while, it's like, even, you know, to the 70s, they spoke in Latin, and no one knew what the fuck anyone was saying, and they were all going to church listening to Latin. What the fuck are y'all saying? Mm-hmm. No one knows. It's ritual.
Yeah. Right.
It's no one's learning anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, until like these, you're involved, and you're really able to express yourself comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Like, we have these, I'm small town in Illinois, and it's, we have, along the Interstate 80, it's like the biggest interstate. There's all these, like, pop-up DUI churches, we call them, you know? It's, because it's like, you know, there's so much alcoholism in my town and stuff, like, where it's like these people get...
We have meth churches.
Yeah, they get, like, yeah, meth churches where it's like, oh, you're, you know, and the
addicted,
the priest is
like
driving a fucking Cadillac, and it's like, and he just takes everyone getting out of jail, like, you need God, come over here and give me your fucking money, you know? And so it's all these little churches.
Look at Joel Osteen, who's living in, like, a $1 billion home with private jets, and then he's talking about Jesus, like, where's Jesus in Africa? Where are you at, Joel Osteen? Why aren't you
feeding
these children?
People are lost,
Africa?
And they need a, there's so many sheep in this.
It's like, it's like when I first went to an Orthodox temple in here in LA, I went to there and I was like, oh, this is nice. You know, people are nice. Like, I was like, I need to sober up. I need to relax. And then I get there like at 9 in the morning and then I sit
and I
down.
And I sober up. I get there at 9 in the morning. That's my favorite
part. I get there at 9 in the morning. Uh-huh. And then one of the leaders, like, who organizers
the
there.
The leaders.
Like, he's one of the, like, organizers there. He calls me and I'm like, oh, I think he's probably going to ask
me
to.
He's like the usher.
Yeah, he's going to probably asked me to help him move some chairs and all that, and he takes me to this back room, and it was like 3-4 other religious Orthodox dudes, and then he just, it was like this liquor like room, so he pulls out this,
you're like, I'm trying to do the opposite of
pulls
this
vodka, and he serves a shot, serves shot, and we drink it, and then he served another one. I'm like, no,
you're like this, you're the devil.
They did like four. They call it call it the Kiddish Club.
Yeah, there you go.
They got Kiddish a little name
club,
for it.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
But
no,
Judaism does encourage drinking at times. You know, like Passover, for example, you drink wine until you get drunk. You're supposed to.
That's
the kind of thing, you know. Uh-huh. But anyway, guys, we still have a lot to say, and we're out of time. So, we haven't even talked about your show yet.
You guys,
tell us briefly.
I know.
Ghostline. For those of you just joining us, you're way too late on the show, man. But Andy and Hanek, and the show is Ghostline Tuesdays at 8 on Channel 1, right here.
I love how he's yelling at people that he doesn't even know. You're way too late, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I always say, why are you just joining us? The show's almost over.
You're late. Don't tell.
That would be awesome if somebody was joining late. Like, oh my God, he's talking to me. It's Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock Pacific. It's really fun.
What's the show about, guys?
It's called Ghostline, but it's kind of like you can call in. We always have like a somewhat, you know, famous comic or an actor or whatever on there, and we all just talk about paranormal stuff.
Yeah,
nice.
But we look at the funny side too. You know, we want people to do like call us and tell us their funny ghost stories, or there's the ghost stories, and we'll find the funny thing.
Right.
You know, where we're respecting them. You know, because we do believe in
when
ghosts.
It, like, wasn't a ghost, it was your cat or some shit, and you're
but
like,
sometimes
I swear to God, I thought I was caught.
And then it slowly turns into like sometimes like a therapy session for these comics. They're like, oh man, you know, and these ghosts. And maybe it was, you know, just it gets really kind of deep.
Wow,
it's
you're
fun.
Like, oh shit.
Like, one time, like, the idea came when one time I was at Andy's place and we were watching TV, and then we saw this ghost show, and it was T-Pain, you know, the rapper.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
T-Pain, his house was haunted, and it was so funny, and Andy was like, this could be a comedy show.
I am so with you 110%. My favorite thing is African American people and ghosts.
Oh,
don't
Ghost
care.
Brothers.
Listen.
No, that's his new show, Ghost
from
Brothers.
From the Deep South, I am from the Deep South, and they do not fuck around with ghosts. They do not fuck with that shit. They see a hearse, they're going the opposite direction. They're like, oh, no. It's my favorite thing ever. So I love the thought of T-Pain's house being haunted. He'd be like, nope, fuck this. I'm just going to fuck it.
He was.
They have this great attitude towards it. My best friend's like, fuck it, I'll move. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. It was that was like the seed for the show.
It was like we were laughing so hard. I'm like, and he was like really like distraught.
It is
really
hilarious. Scared. It is so funny. It's so funny to be in the South and have people walking through your home.
Guys, we got to wrap up. Tell people how they can find you. Do you have websites, social media, whatever?
Andy Kozel, Andy, K-O-Z-E-L, andykozel.com, Instagram, Twitter.
Awesome.
My name is Hanok Serebrenik, so you're not going to get that whole thing. It's very hard. It's Hebrew for I don't know how to say this shit. And you can find me at Hahanok, H-A-H-A-N-O-C-H.
Sounds good, you see. And if you need to pronounce it, if you meet him and you want to impress him, call him Hanok.
Yes.
And on that note, folks, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys, for having a lot of fun.
And you're welcome back real soon because there's so much more to talk about, right? We got into philosophy and all that stuff.
It's exciting.
Very much fun. Leah, thank you so much for joining
for
me as always. Everybody have a great weekend and we'll see you here on Monday.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.